So, wir sind jetzt unterwegs. Nicolas Ciccaldi, Steffen Sukalle, Oliver Heinzenberger, eingeladen von Felicia Herrschaft. Ja, auf dem Weg zum Radio X. Das ist unsere erste Sendung. Wir haben das eigentlich noch nicht gemacht, sind auch zum ersten Mal hier. Deswegen könnte es ein paar technische Probleme geben, aber wir sind eigentlich guter Dinge. Was werden wir haben? Nicolas schreibt gerade ein Gedicht. Wir lesen ein paar Sachen vor. Wir haben gute Musik von Steffen. Und es wird ein bisschen WG-Talk geben, weil wir nämlich eine WG sind. Aus der Waldstraße 21.
Ja.
Aber ich glaube, es ging schon. You don't have what? Nicolas is gonna have a poem. Hey Nicolas, you've been building your show.
Yes, it's doing great. Yeah? So it's not my show though. It's, yeah. it's Mark's. Yeah.
Who else is in the show?
A couple of friends. There's Morag, a friend Morag, and Dan. Isn't it? You know Dan. Yeah. I think everyone knows Dan.
Yeah.
If you don't know Dan, you know nothing.
Yeah. And when is
there's a couple of other people were like five. It's seven in Caribbean Bar, Resin. Yeah.
Stolze Straße, right beside the number 11.
Yeah.
The number 9 or something.
Yeah.
Okay. It's got to be.
What time is it?
After sundown, just when it's dark enough.
I can tell you that Steffen is
probably late. Late.
Steffen stand.
Warum?
Yeah, why didn't you? You didn't want to go. You're preparing to go to Michael's Riedel's thing.
We'll see. Time will tell.
Okay.
If it's not raining, I'll be up for it.
I guess after that we will all meet in Freitagsküche, or will you stay in the Caribbean residency?
Yeah. That sounds good, yeah. Well, I think it's gonna be a fun evening. As usual. Do you guys like to go out? Do you guys enjoy having a drink? Do you meeting
I'm
friends?
Definitely going for a drink. What else is on tonight?
I like to go to my parents' place. That's my new going out.
Ah, yeah?
Yeah.
I like to go to my parents as well. What's happening in the MMK? I didn't know there's something happening there.
MMK is not on my monitor.
Okay, the show's called Yellow and Green. I guess we'll stick to the Caribbean residency or to the Städel. Mr. Riedel needs our help.
Mm.
When are we arriving, Steffen? Shouldn't we be in Radio X right now?
Ach, ich bin der Fahrer, ne?
No. No, Nicolas is the driver.
So.
Nicolas, when are we arriving?
Yeah. I'm driving fast. Yeah. I don't care about the rules.
You should be there already.
You don't
I guess
a driver's license, so
yeah.
You don't have to.
Yeah, no, nothing can stop me. When I'm in a car, better, I don't know, clear the street. So I'm driving an ambulance.
That's because Steven is sick.
Always. Always after 12.
Yeah, it's as real as it gets.
Yeah. and then healed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It sounds like we're really close.
What music did you pick, Niklas?
I want to introduce this new band that they're called The Killers.
I never heard of them.
They're really popular on the internet. They put out a few MP3s since like the late 2005s, and their song was called, their first song was, that was about like having a girlfriend that looks like a boyfriend. I don't know if you remember. It's kind of it's a great song to get your dance on, you know what I mean? But I'm not gonna play that though. I mean, I only play new stuff. I can barely remember anything that came out before 2007, actually. So, and my computer crashed. So I mean, there's nothing that can be retrieved from the 2007 era. And it was the golden years, anyways, when I used to like spend my time on Hype Machine collecting MP3s all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, we dig the crates last night, Ollie, myself.
Yeah. I think we're almost there now, but this now Steven Cities, and Steven, what's the song? Yeah.
I don't know if it's Kleenex or Lilliput.
I think it's Lilliput.
It's called Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, it's labeled Lilliput, but I think it's Kleenex. It's all girls. Punk band from the 70s. One of the first.
Okay, should be starting now. Oh, ein kleines Missversehen. Ja, also ich war mir gar nicht sicher, ob das jetzt nice war oder nicht, aber es war nice. Oder
das
Steffen?
Das war nice.
Okay, haben wir gut gemacht. Also Steffen ist echt lustig drauf gerade, deswegen wird er uns jetzt einen Witz erzählen.
Soll ich einen Witz erzählen? Ja. Okay. Ein Pinguin steckt im Beutel von einem Känguru und schwitzt. Und dann sagt er,
Scheiß Schüleraustausch.
Okay, hier findet es keiner lustig. Vielleicht solltest du den Witz nochmal auf Englisch für Nikolas erzählen.
Oh, ich kann kein Englisch.
Never mind.
I know another penguin joke. There's like a truck driver. He's getting stopped by the police. And the policeman wants to see what's in his truck. So he's like, oh, there's nothing. But the policeman says, yeah, but I want to see. So he opens the trunk of the truck. And there's like 100 penguins inside. And the policeman is like, oh, shit, what are you doing with them? Like, go to the zoo, bring them to the zoo. And the truck driver's, okay, I'm bringing them to the zoo. So next day, it's the same truck driver, same policeman. And the policeman's really like, oh, I have to stop this guy. Maybe he's got something weird in his truck. So he stops him, asks him, what's in your truck? And he's like, oh, nothing. And so they look, check. It's the same penguins again. And all the penguins have sunglasses on. So the policeman is like, hey, what are you doing? I told you to go to the zoo, to bring them to the zoo. And the truck driver is like, yeah, yesterday we went to the zoo. Today we go to the beach. It's the only joke I know, actually. Really? The only one I can remember. Should we listen to the next song, Steffen?
My Andy Warhol Poster.
Oh, I like it a lot.
Und schönen Gruß an Dennis.
Ja, schönen Gruß an Dennis. Painting and a jam at the Albert Hall and a jam at the Albert Hall.
Jam at the end.
Hallo, hallo, alles. Ich heiße Nick. Nick, ich heiße Nick aus Frankfurt. Und guten Morgen. Ich hoffe, Sie merken meine Stimme. Und wir ein MP3 hören gleich. Gerade. Und das nächste MP3 ist von einer neuen Band aus dem Podcast. Sind Sie Pony Pony Run Run? Und it's about relationships. It's called Boy Girl Surrender. And let's listen to this together. And maybe think about it afterwards. Take this song to its breaking point, and then I mean, because I don't want to stretch your attention span for too long, so afterwards we can do something else. But let's come back to the song. So, Pony Pony Run Run my new favorite band. I highly encourage you guys to maybe, if you have a MySpace profile, maybe put it up as a soundtrack so they get more hits and perhaps can score a record label. However, I think they might have a record label yet. So the song was about calling someone, which is like a medium that's radically overlooked because of email and text messages. I think we forgot how to really speak to someone, how to get closer to either your friends, like your bros, or your family, or maybe even your special someone, your special lady friend. So that's why I want to focus today on songs that are about relationships and true feelings. I wonder if Stefan was thinking about playing something that could make us also reflect.
It fits in perfectly.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
The situation in the flat is the same, actually, Nicolas. I see you only in the street or in the school. We don't talk a lot.
I barely live on the street, yeah. I don't really live on the street. I have a roof.
Portable roof.
Yeah, don't judge me.
Yeah. Okay, the next song is about a relationship as well. It's a good one.
Sag mal die Nummer.
4.
Drop me home because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more.
So. Und jetzt?
Erstmal stoppen hier. Ah ja, okay. Und ja, wir jetzt? Hatten gerade überlegt, ob wir vielleicht irgendjemand anrufen sollen, einen Professor oder so, aber irgendwie trauen wir uns nicht ganz.
Wir trauen uns nicht?
Ja.
Wir wollen
einfach nicht. Aber wir haben ein Anliegen von Thomas Bayerle, Thomas Bayerle hat ein Anliegen gehabt und ich fand es ganz gut und hab mal gedacht, es wäre vielleicht ganz gut, das nochmal vorzulesen. Und zwar geht es um die Abendschule in der Städelschule. Und das hat Thomas einen echt guten Text mit super schönen Metaphern verfasst. Den lese ich jetzt einfach mal vor. Was ist die Abendschule? Ich bin jetzt der Vorleser, also falls Frauen anrufen. 299-71-211, unsere Telefonnummer hier. Nee, also was ist die Abendschule? Nur eine soziale Einrichtung? Eine Insel von einigen wenigen Glücklichen? Seit fast 60 Jahren segelt diese Institution nun schon im Windschatten der Städelschule. Man hatte nie viel miteinander zu tun, außer einmal 1978, als Joseph Beuys einen unvergesslichen 3-Tages-Korrekturmarathon in der Städelschule durchzog. Damals kamen alle dran, selbstverständlich auch die Abendschüler. Auf eine dumme Frage, welche Schule denn nun die bessere sei, antwortete der alte Fuchs: Ich sehe keinen Unterschied, jeder Mensch ist doch ein Künstler, oder? Mir erschien diese ruhige, beinahe glückliche Punkt in der Stadt immer wie eine Art produktiver Komposthaufen, im Garten der bösen Ränkespiele zwischen den Künsten. Alle Abfälle der Gesellschaft und speziell die der Hochschule wurden zeitweise da draufgeschmissen. Und über die Jahre kamen zwar keine Bohnen, aber irgendwie kam eine gute Erde heraus. Eine Art fröhlicher Grundstimmung aus Käsebrot, Aktzeichnen, Blumen malen, Bleistiftspitzen und selbstgemachten Kartoffelsalat entstehen hier seit vielen Jahren sehr direkte, komische, ehrliche Sachen. Und warum auch nicht auf diese Art? Sind doch längst schon solche kleinen Sumpfgebiete als fester Bestandteil in allen noch so straighten Akademieklassen etabliert. Wo in der Mensa, auf den Gängen und in den Klassen ein ständig lauerndes Wachen hinter der Fassade, Geste von nebulösen, abgeschlafften Herumhängen steht, wo anscheinend planloses Timekilling eventuell vor einem konzentrierten Sprung in neue Vokabeln steht? Also bitte, überlegt noch einmal, wollt ihr dieses altehrwürdige Gebilde wirklich für einen momentanen Vorteil zum Verschwinden bringen? Lasst neben einer teilweise überhitzten, allzu effizienten Intensivkultur diese naturbelassene Waldwiese weiter bestehen. Ein Plädoyer für die Städel-Abendschule von Thomas Bayerle. Hat jemand von euch schon mal... Steffen, bist du noch da? Du warst auch mal auf der Abendschule, stimmt's?
Nee, das war in der Realschule.
Ja, Steffen ist straight an die Kunsthochschule gegangen, der Überflieger überhaupt.
Und der Olli liest am Montag gute Abendgeschichten im Kindergarten an der Wallstraße vor.
Ja.
Weil er das so schön gemacht hat.
Weil ich so ein gutes Herz habe. Ja. Der nächste Song, Steffen?
No Side to Fall In von den Raincoats. Wieder eine Mädchen-Punk-Band.
Ja.
Oder Nummer 6. Nee, lieber Nummer 6. Bernd Jansch. Ein Gitarrist. for it.
Hallo Junge. The next MP3 is from Popular Entertainers upcoming band The Killers. The Killers, they're aus Las Vegas. I highly suggest checking out their video on YouTube. It's called The Killers - Human .mp3. So let's roll.
So super fun from Bernd Jans.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line up to the platform of surrender. I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer.
Are we human? Are we dancer? Are we human? Or are we dancer? This is a polarized opposition between human and dancer. It's unusual. I don't know why they came up with that or how. Like, what's their motivation? I remember this song from the late 70s by Daft Punk that was called Human After All. They were already trying to figure out like the essence of humanity between humans and robots. I don't know if you guys have been in their groundbreaking tour that was called Alive, and the show was introduced with like a robot voice that said human, robot, human, robot. I can wrap my brain around that quite easily. However, dancer, human, human or dancer? I mean, does it imply that dancer is a form of emancipation from human, or are dancer robots? In this case, they would be alienated, like an alienated form of human. I don't know, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out something about myself through this song, and I hope you're able to do so as well. Right now, I don't know where you're listening to this podcast right now, probably in your car or on your iPhone. But it's the dialectic at play between human and dancer is definitely what Foucault would call heterotopic, in the sense that The order of things is completely shattered, and dialectical oppositions are kind of laid out on a non-determined field. A field just floating around. So you have, for example, dancers that are human, but they're not human. They're human dancers, and human is not necessarily a dancer. Just in the same way that this bird, for example, that's just on this branch right now, I can look out the window and it's a bird, but it's also a bird on a branch. So I like to see our post-Fordist era. I don't know if this makes sense, but maybe we live in a world like that where everything is laid out on a picnic table and oppositions don't really stand anymore. So I'd like to focus your attention on one lyric of the song, and he says, close your eyes. And I noticed looking at the video also that he keeps his eyes closed a lot when he's singing, perhaps to listen to his own voice to make sure it's on pitch, but maybe also because he just wanted to find himself and or being removed from existence, like a robot. So he's completely alienated as well. So perhaps we should take a really short listen at the remix that could highlight some answers to these questions. I think on the CD is MP3 number 5, if we can. The remix is by Ocelot. I think it's a professional remixing artist. He did a great job at turning a crap song into a piece of art that you can really dance to.
Zu neutralisieren, müssen wir Knochenfabrik hören.
Straßenbahn morgens um 3:30, die letzte Bahn ist gerade weg. Da kommt ein ziemlich netter alter Mann vorbei und schenkt mir seinen Cadillac. Nie im Leben hätte ich jemals gedacht, dass es so etwas gibt. Nie im Leben hätte ich zu träumen gewagt, dass der Herrgott mich liebt. Weil ich doch schon besoffen bin, fahr ich viel zu schnell auf nirgendwo. Gleich bin ich zu Hause und es ist noch nicht mal hell, dann kann ich endlich schlafen gehen. Nie im Leben hätte ich jemals gedacht, dass es so etwas gibt. Nie im Leben hätte ich zu träumen gewagt, dass der Herrgott mich liebt.
Und jetzt?
Einfach weiter.
Die Nummer 11. Und das haben wir gewählt, weil das Album heißt Rieke Straße, das ist Hanno Huckelberg und das Album heißt Rieke Straße 63, passt mit Waldstraße 21.
Genau, reimt sich fast.
Es reimt sich fast. Und ist in Berlin.
Aufgefallen, dass du halt der Einzige in der WG bist, der einfach Musik laut hört, morgens bis abends.
Das ist, warum, weil ich ein arrogantes Arschloch bin.
Nee, ich glaube, ich mag deine Musik. Niklas, why don't you listen to music very loud at home?
I'm never home, I live on the street.
But sometimes I hear something next door. Would you... You're more or less watching DVDs or something.
Yeah, or I mainly listen to The Killers.
The Killers. Yeah. The thing is, I don't have any music taste. That's why I'm not listening to music. But I'm really happy what Steven plays for us.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, he's right on. I really like this cover of Morrissey that played earlier on.
Well, Schneider TM. It's a classic.
Schneider TM. I'm going to write it down. Not.
You're going to hear it every morning anyways.
Yeah, I'm gonna write it down.
Oh, you scratched it in the table. Mm. Okay.
Should we talk about stuff? Should we exchange, or is it maybe our listeners would rather listen to music instead? Or should we take a call?
Yeah, if there's anybody out there who listens to us, maybe give us a call. There's still 10 minutes to go, and the number is Frankfurt 069-299-71211. Ist so, okay, und für die Deutschen da draußen, die deutschsprachige Umwelt, 069-299-71211.
So that's 069-299-71211.
Yeah. Or write an email at office@radiox.de if you don't want to be on.
Das werde ich aber dann schon verlegen, wenn das Telefon jetzt klingelt.
Da uns wahrscheinlich.
Ja, is your heart still beating? Is your heart still beating?
Is it time for a poem now?
Go for it.
Schlägt sein Herz noch? Schlägt sein Herz noch? Schlägt dein Herz noch? Ich frage mich. Ich hoffe, sie magen meine Stimme. Should we listen to dancier stuff, or I just want to listen to something that beats the same rhythm as my heart. Why don't we all beat our chest and try to figure out if our hearts are beating at the same time?
How do we want to do that? No.
And then we can decide.
But do you have a track which is like the beat of your heart? Let's go. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom.
I don't feel anything. I wonder if I'm alive.
But your poem was really beautiful. Touched my heart, though.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Sorry, I was laughing all the time.
I didn't hear. I'm wearing headphones. If I didn't hear anything, it means our listeners didn't hear anything.
So, let's just... Is it already time for this?
Wir müssen jetzt gehen.
Müssen wir? Es ist wirklich schon so spät.
Have you all heard about Andrea Fraser?
Oh, cut the art crap talk.
So there's some misunderstandings here.
I've got an essay right here. Maybe I should read it. It's 5 pages.
Also wir haben gar keine Zeit mehr, noch mehr Musik zu hören. Wir
ein Glück, und aber wir können über Andrea Fraser noch weiter reden.
Ja, und der letzte Song, den haben wir bei der Autofahrt aufgenommen, der lief...
Nee, wir fahren doch jetzt.
Ach ja, genau. Wir tun so, nach Hause fahren. Habe ich ganz vergessen, ja.
Ja, ja.
Also wir fahren jetzt nach Hause und hören Olli, einfach, komm, was gerade läuft.
Olli, komm, wir gehen.
Niklas, let's go.
Alright. Bye, y'all.
Tschüss. Tschüss, Radio X.
Who got the keys?
Shotgun. Pressure.
Jetzt fangen wir nicht an, die Leute zu verarschen. Ich fand's ziemlich gut.
Ich hab ja euch gefragt.
Das ist ein bisschen schade, dass wir das nicht nach Hause fahren müssen.
Tja, was muss, das muss. You, Nicholas, what are your plans?
Well, right now I just hope we did a good job. And
you mean didn't bore the people to death?
Yeah, I think. But I think even if, yeah, sometimes you can tell that, or the intuition that you've accomplished something. I think we were close to that moment right now.
Yeah, maybe we, if we were really good, we get invited in May again.
Does this sound like I'm not joking?
Yeah, we were super good.
Yeah, but next time we come with a concert.
Yeah. Let's not overdo it, though. I hope I'm not overdoing it.
Oh, ich hoffe, da ist nichts passiert.
I wouldn't say...
Sie spielen unser Lied.
Oh, is music playing?
Yeah. 90s hip hop.
Can we go ad lib? Who wants to ad lib? Let's go! Get it! Yeah! Ha ha! Let's go! Show you how to flip that thing! Chip! Chip! Let's go!
Ja, ist noch offen. Und ja, unser. Dann. Jetzt ist er eh gleich um und lasst uns alle heute Abend bei Caribbean Residency treffen. Stolze Straße neben der Stolze Straße 11. Und. Also auf jeden Fall Nicolas seine Ausstellung anschauen. Und,
oh, das ist eine Einzel-Performance.
It's a group show.
Ja, it's a group show. Yeah. Und the only guy we know there is Nicolas. No, not really, but I think it's gonna be a really good night. And then. Freitagsküche in Michaels Wien. Boah, da bin ich wrong. Sag tschüss, Jungs.
Tschüss.
Tschüss.